as Hashlama to the union of Bilas and Israel, I know I want to talk a little bit about Rashi and what does Rashi hold. So we'll start with Rashi Bayos. Rashi Bayos says in the Dibur Maskul Shara Nisko. So Rashi says, "L'kamen porach halav haloi shavim midi." The Gemara later I was going to ask, "How could he be chayef for tefikah mechira in the Shara Nisko? The Shara Nisko had no shavus." So I mentioned, I think, at the beginning of the sugya, the mice. That's not the lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon Gemara later, when he asked about Shara Nisko, Gemara asked Halav di Deil. Is that the Bailam and not a Bailam? So, and Rashi changes the Halav di Deil to mean that it's Leishova Midi. So a lot of the Mashmois in Rashi is that Rashi really holds that there is Bailas and Isuri Anot. And therefore, when the Gemara says halavdi deyu, Rashi learned that that can't mean literally that it's lavdi deyu. It is that the bailam are not a bailam. Why aren't they a bailam? So it's also about not. There's not a reason not to be a bailam. And therefore, Rashi like reinterprets the Gemara to mean halavdi deyu. Even if he's a bailam, the shoniskla has no value to the bailam. So therefore, why? What do you pay? What are you going to pay dalad bay? Dalad bay of what? Dalad bay of a worthless object. 4 times 0, 5 times 0 is still 0. And then we answer whatever it is. The Gemara is a terrorist. It's a shomer and it's a dover gadol moment. That doesn't concern us right now. But you see how the point is that the Gemara, if you hold the Moshe like those, like the Rashba, that there's no Bailas and Isuri Ano at all, you can't be a Bailam and Isuri Ano, then the Gemara is poshut. The Gemara is asking, Halav di Dei, the Shora and Niskel never belong to the Bailam. So that's what Rashi used to say, the Gemara, the Kamen Purah, Halav di Dei. And the fact that Rashi does not take the Gemara at face value, Rashi interprets the Gemara, Halav di Dei, to mean that it's Leishova Midi, that would seem to indicate that Rashi Shita is that that in fact you could be a Bailam and Isuri Ano. Are there any other Rashi that support that conclusion? What? Rashi and Sukkah will come to last. Yeah, you're right, but let's come to Rashi and Sukkah last. Rashi and Baba Kama. Rashi and Baba Kama, when the Gemara says that Shor and Iskol, Mocher Eine Mocher, Vegdisha Eine Kodosh, says Rashi because it's Eine Beshusa. And that Rashi, in fact, that's the Rashi in which the Ksois in Reish Rav, I think it was, the Ksois built his whole edifice that you really are Bailam and Isuri Hano, it's just Ainer B'Shusoi, that's why you can't sell it, because like anything that you own but you don't have Shlita on, like a Gneva that's not B'Shusoi, or like. But the Ksois saw in that Rashi, that the agreement the Ksois makes. They can see in that Rashi that, why didn't Rashi say Mocha Eine Mocha B'Kdisha Eine Kodesh, because it doesn't belong to you? Apparently Rashi holds that the Shor Niskel does belong to you. Hagamdur is also Bano, it's anyway, it does belong to you. And it does belong to you. So why is Chayne Mocher B'Kdisha Eine Kodesh? So Rashi says, because Eine B'Shusoi, that's the Ksois that Isuri Ano, even though they're Shaloi, but they're still not B'Shusoi. You don't have control over it because you're not allowed to be Nana from it. And if you can't sell it, you can't be Maklashit. So these two Rashis, the Rashi in Baba Kama and the Rashi Be'os, those are the Rashis that would seem to indicate that you are a Bailam on Isuri Ano. The only thing is, you can't sell it because it's not B'Shusoi. By us, that doesn't help. So what if it's Ainer B'Shusoi, but it still belongs to the Bailam? So the guy still be hired to Halav Hei. So Rashi say differently, but it's like Shalom Midi, it doesn't have any value. On the other hand, what's on the other hand? There is a Rashi that's mashmah the other way. Psochem. The Gemara Psochem says that Shchomet, once it becomes Asur B'Hanoah, it cannot be mafkirit. Because it's Ainer B'Shusoi. Agamara, it's very interesting. Agamara says that Isuri Ano Shor Niskel is Lavdi Day. Rashi not happy with that. He says, no, it means it's not Shava Midi because it really is the day. The Gemara B'Sochem says, it's Ainer B'Shusoi. That's a Gevaldik Gemara. According to what we've seen so far in Rashi, that Gemara doesn't need any interpretation. That Gemara is great. It says B'Ferish that it's Lav B'Shusoi. Chomas, after it became Osir Bano, it's Ainer B'Shusoi. What could be better? Therefore, you can't be mafkrit. The same way you can't sell it, you can't be makdashit, because it's Ainer B'Shusoi, so you can't be mafkrit, because it's Ainer B'Shusoi. But what does Rashi say over there? Ainer Shaloi. Ainer Shaloi. That Rashi, L'chari, that Rashi, very, very glaring, that Rashi seems to say that when the Gemara says that Isuri Ano, Ainer B'Shusoi, and Rashi's at pains to tell me, Ainer B'Shusoi, don't take it literally, it's Ainer B'Shusoi. Ainer B'Shusoi means Ainer Shaloi. That Rashi seems to hold that that Ein B'Shusoi, that Rashi seems to allude to, and not really Ein B'Shusoi. And with the Gemara, even when the Gemara says that it's Ein B'Shusoi, it doesn't mean literally it's Ein B'Shusoi, like the says. It means it's Ein B'Shusoi. So if we only had those three Rashis, what would we say here?
Isn't Rashi himself kind of forced into that?
What?
Isn't Rashi himself kind of forced into that because the comparisons of Orvish is around
it? I mean, Rashi is not going that Gemara. Even if that's true, the muscle. I don't know where to start. Rashi's not going in that Gemara. But even if it's true that Rashi was... Rashi, what's the Ksos going to do with that Gemara? Gemara says, Shnei Dorim, Einim, B'Shusha, Shalodim, Asana, Kosa, Pila, and B'Shusham, Chometz, and Bar, B'Shusha, Rabba. According to the Ksos that you only surrender, so what does the Gemara mean that it says that Chometz, really, you shouldn't be over by your own, because really, Einim, B'Shusha, but Asana, Kosa, Pila, and B'Shusha. What does it mean, Asana, Kosa? You really abide them, so of course you're over by your own, B'Shusha. How does the Ksos understand that Gemara? Just remind me, just parenthetic, since you're bringing it up. How would the Ksos read that Gemara? The Gemara says that by rights you shouldn't be over by your Rabbi Yimotzei because it's Yisurei Hano and it's Ene B'Shusha Shalodim. But the Torah says, I saw a Kosa Kilu B'Shusha and you're over by your Rabbi Yimotzei. According to the Ksos, you're always a Balaam and Yisurei Hano. So what do you need that Saya Kosa Kilu B'Shusha? So it's not really a Shere Kash, I'm just bringing it out. What's the answer? How would the Ksos... Let's just address this separately. There's another Gemara besides the Gemara about you can't be mafkir chametz. The Gemara also says, I think it's later in the same moment, that there are two things in the Torah that really by rights you shouldn't be chayav for them. One is bor b'shus rabim. It's not your mom and amazik. It's not your shor. It's not your. It's a bor b'shus rabim. The property belongs to public property. Just you happen to make a hole, but it's public property. Why are you chayav? It's not mom and amazik. But I saw yakos of kilu b'shusay. The same thing chametz. By rights you shouldn't be chametz at all because it's yisurei hano. So any b'shusay shalom, so you really shouldn't be over by your rabbi matzah. But I saw yakos. The Torah says that it belongs to you in order to be over it. So if you learn like the Rashba that you're not a bialim and yisurei hano, I understand that the Gemara kubshutay. Chametz really chametz after it becomes also, but it really doesn't belong to you. Why are you over by your rabbi matzah? It's not your chametz. You're not over. And chametz that belongs to a guy, or that belongs to somebody else. But nonetheless, Asoya Kosov, Gzeres Kosov, that since it belonged to you originally, so you're over by your Rabbi Yimotze. But according to, let's say, the Gzeres, who holds that you are a Bailamani Surayana, you can't sell it because it's Ene B'Shusha, you can't be Makdashit because it's Ene B'Shusha, but fundamentally you're a Bailamani Surayana, so what does the Gemara mean that Chometz and Pesach really shouldn't be over by your Rabbi Yimotze, but it's Asoya Kosov, Kilu B'Shusha? What do you need Asoya Kosov? Of course I'm over by your Rabbi Yimotze, it's my Chometz, so of course I'm over on it. Yeah, but what do you need to exercise a kosov? According to the ksais, according to those shittas, that you're always a bialim and a yisurei hano. So why do I need to exercise a kosov? Chomet, I'm over by your rabbi yimotzi because it's really my chometz. I don't need the asoya kosov kilu b'shusay. The answer is poshut because even though you're over and you're because in order to be over by your rabbi yimotzi, it has to be lo yimotzi b'chol gulecha. The chometz has to be mine, but it also has to be my rishus. That's also a requirement for Bayer Rabbi Yimotzi. So, Ola Yimotzi Vivatecha, Lo Yerol Chasor Bechol Gvulecha, has to be in your Rishus. Chometz is not in my Rishus. It may be mine, but it's not in my Rishus. So, it's not a problem of Shalcho, but it's a problem of. There's two halachas by Chometz. First, there's halacha Shalcho Yatarei Altarei Shalachem. Goy Shalchometz and my Rishus are not over on. But there's another halacha. It has to be Bechol Gvulecha. So, it has to be Vivatecha. It has to be in your Rishus. This Chometz is not in my Rishus. So how am I over? So according to the Ksos, that's the Hadgosh in the Gemara. Kipshutay, Shnei Dvarim, Einay, Vishush, Yisholonim. The Chometz, it may be mine, but it's not in my Rishus. And for Bayer Rabbi Yimotzi, it has to be in my Rishus. Even if it's in my home, it's not in my Rishus. Because it's Be'etzim not in my Rishus. Because Yisrael, I'm not considered to be in my Rishus. Says the Gemara, but Asaya Kosek, Yilu Vishusay. And that's reminded of Muskri, since you mentioned that Gemara. But Akoponim, I have a Rashi Yimsochim. The Gemara says that Chometz Be'Pesach, you can't be Mafkir Chometz Be'Pesach, because it's Einay Vishusay. Says Rashi, Einay Vishusay means Einay Shalai. So that Rashi sounds like that Rashi holds that Yisurei Hano really don't belong to him. So how can we reconcile? Again, so we have three Rashis. The Rashi and Sukkah will leave in a couple of minutes. But so far we have three Rashis. We have two Rashis by Shor HaNiskel, both of which seem to indicate that you are a Bailam and Yisurei Hano. Rashi by Yosef Shor HaNiskel is no doubt that ought not to be Dalet Behei because it's Leshova Midi, not because it doesn't belong to the Bailam. Rashi and Baba Kama says you can't sell a Shor HaNiskel because it's Einay B'Shusay, not because it doesn't belong to you. Just Einay B'Shusay, like the Ksos explains. And on the other hand, we have Rashi by Chometz. Rashi says Chometz bePesach. When the Gemara says it's Einay B'Shusay, and you can't be mafkir, therefore, and Rashi says Einay B'Shusay, Einay Shalai. So these three Rashis, there's a push in the way I think they answer these three Rashis. And Rashi and Sukkah is going to be more complicated, but from these three Rashis, I think it's a push day with something we already saw. When does the Shoah Niskel become Asabano? What? Well, it's Machaik's Shoah, of course, but what does Rashi hold? How do you know? Yeah, Rashi Taka says Mishnig Medina Asavana. That's a very good point. We had a Rashi Faket. Anybody remember where?
Baba
Kama Tzadik Aleph. Rashi and Baba Kama Tzadik Aleph said that a Shoah Niskel, you can't, if you have a Shoah Niskel and it was Nig Medina, and now it turned out that this Shoah Niskel is a Mazik and you want to just put it out, Luridaya, rent it out in order to pay back the. It was a short time. We want to, in order to be Mishalem Mikufoy. So Rashi says you can't do it because we're not Ma'amid Adin. We don't postpone the Skila. But postpone the Skila. It's also Ba'anah. It's Shinig Medina. So it should be also Ba'anah. So of course you can't put it out. You can't rent it out.
You don't have to work with a show that's also Ba'anah?
I would think. I know what's saying. L'chare 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 l'chare. That's not a Hanah. Somebody's being Nana from it. The Nizik's being Nana from it. I think that that's a Hanah. So that's not Hanah, that's Chayr also Hanah. It's only Hanah Migufay. So then it should be Yishar Pruta. Yeah, because you're not Ma'am of the Din. I don't know, maybe that would be interesting. Maybe you could somehow, it's also Hanah, but you could still put it out L'Ridaya. You could rent it out, but it's still also Hanah. It's hard for me to imagine if that's possible. I don't know, it's Hakastir and Rashi. I'm not really sure what to do with the Stir and Rashi. Yeah? No, Rashi says, I'll see you in the Adin, doesn't he? Because it's dead. He says, you can't rent it out because it's an animus dinah. You should say more, I would think it's more Pashut. You can't, if it's also Banah, that's a more Pashut the reason. What? So he just goes with that. Then you have the same steer in the Rambam. The Rambam writes that a Shoah Niskel Mishnig Medina it's Nesar. And the Rambam says that if the Rambam is a different sheet with the mumminess and stuff, but the Rambam says that if it was Nig Medina Dina Nefashos, you could then be Dan Dini Momadus and give it out L'Ridaya. You had a different way to read the Gemara. Rashi says, you don't do it because you're going to aim Ma'anim as Dino Yender. Rama from Shat in that Gemara, and he says, no, you really could do it. But the Ma'is, it says in the Rama, Ma'am is the same steer we have in Rashi, it's a steer in the Rama. Rama says, Beferi Shor Niskel Mishanig Medina Nesa. And he says, it's a funny lotion like a Behemoth Tomeo. Behemoth Tomeo is also, but I know, it's time a funny lotion. So Mishanig Medina is Nesek Behemoth Tomeo. Even if you shecht it, it's also like a, it's because Mishanig Medina Nesek Behemoth Tomeo. And then, but the Rashi says that if you were even after the Gemara Din, you could be dining in the Mamanis and you could give it out there and you could rent it out L'Ridaya in order to pay the Hezek. Maybe Rashi just means that Mishanig Medina. See the context of this Rashi here in Lamed Aleph, the Rashi with us. Is that we're talking about the shechita? You are shechting it. It's a shechita sheni ruya. The reason why it's a shechita sheni ruya, Rashi is because mishenig medina neser bahano. So maybe Rashi just means mishenig medina. It's chal ladin that if you shecht it, it's also bahano. No, we talked the other day. The according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that it's only also lachamiso. It's only also banol lachamiso. It's not that the shechita is a sibah haseres. Why should shechita be a reason that it should come also banol? The sibah haseres is that the gemar din was that it should be killed and it should be in bala shanoki. And the bala shanoki only happens after the execution of the sentence. And if you shecht it, that's also called the sentence was executed. I thought maybe the Ram also, when the Ram says Mishandik Medina Neser, he means Mishandik Medina, it's chal, that now it has a din that if it when it dies, which is the sentence, part of the sentence will be that it'll be Balash Anoki. So maybe for Rashi also. Mishandik Medina also Bana. It's Dochel Klamai, so Rashi can't get away. Rashi and Mishandik Medina also Bana. Right there. I don't know, Stephen Rashi, I don't know. But I was really... I thought I overlooked this Rashi for some reason. I thought if we go with Rashi and Baba Kama, that a Sharniskel is only also Achamiso, that's the Chor, what it says in Rashi and Baba Kama, Sarek Aleph. So then there's a Pasha to record, there's a Pasha to Teres for these three Rashis. The Oilam Rashi Shita is that Isuri Anor are not Shaloi, like Rashi says by Chomet. Chomet is Tak also Bano. And Mishash and Eser Bano, Rashi says Eina Shaloi, Tak, Kach. You know, that's how it is. Mishosh and Esav Adot Zayin Shalai. But here we're talking about a Shor Niskel. A Shor Niskel is granted not also Bahano yet. Until the carrying out of the sentence, till Achai Miso, right now it's Mutter Bahano. So why does the Gemara say you're not Chayav Dalad Vehei? When you stole it, it wasn't yet also Bahano. So why are you Chayav Dalad Vehei? I'm sorry. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Why you chayav dalad behei? The Gemara says it's a lab di dehu. What's the Gemara's kasha? When you stole the shor niskel, it was taka mutar b'hano. Now the ganav shechts it. You know, when the ganav shechts it, become also b'hano. That's the reason to pat to the ganav. But can't, when the ganav did it, he makes the ganav what the ganav did even worse. The ganav by shechting it made it also b'hano. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So Rashi has to say, but even though it's true that the Israel no only kicks in the lachamiso, Mishnah Medina is not also b'hano. But Mishanig Berdinoi, it's certainly going to be put to death. It's Leshon Amidi. Because Ein Ma'anim is Dinoi. I mean, that's true. Once the Shor had a Gemar Din, so now this Shor, even though it's sitting by the Bailim, its days are numbered. You can't wait. You can't rent it out. It can't be Ma'anim is Din right away. You have to take it out to the base of Skilin and kill it. So right now it's not Osir Ba'ano, but it certainly has no Shavius. So that's where Rashi Yos learns. So Leshon Amidi, the Gemara's Kasha, Halav Di Deyu, doesn't mean it's Osir Ba'ano literally. Literally, it's not Osir Ba'ano. But it's literally worthless because it's going to right away be taken out to be killed. So that's why Rashi B'Yos says Holo Shav Amidi. And what about the Rashi in Baba Kama Memhei? So I thought that's also the Bible. What does it say over there? The Gemara over there says that Shor Niskel Mishanig Medino Imochor Yene Mochor V'Kedisha Yene Kodesh. So Taisus asks, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that a Shor Niskel is not Osir Bano till La'achar Miso. So why, if you sell it, is it not Mochor? Why is it Mocher and Mocher? So what did Tosis answer? Tosis kashim about Daf Memhei. Tosis in Sanhedrin Daf Pei and in Zvochim Ayin Aleph. We saw the Tosis. Tosis answer. According to Shitas Rebbeinu Tam, that's Shitas Rashi. At least in Baba Kama as well. In Baba Kama Tzadik Aleph, that a Shor Niskel is not also Mechayim. It's only also Mano Laachar Miso. So why does the Gemara say that a Shor Niskel Mishenigmar Dina is Mocher and Mocher Vigdishen Kodesh? So we saw in Taisus one answer that it's worthless. So machay and machay because it's worthless. And in Echnami, if you sold it lirko all of the base of skila, that would be a good mechira. But presumably, you sold it for a normal sale. It's not going to be worth anything for a normal sale. And then Taisus brought from Rabbeinu Tam a different terrace that is not a bailam. But even though it's not also bano yet, but the bailam is no longer a bailam. So what that means, either because the bailam is misyayish, we had maybe another shot, a fancy shot. The din Israel knows already chal. It's mafkir the moment. I think Rashi's also. I want to suggest that Rashi's also addressing that question. Why mishenig medin is a mocher and a mocher v'kedisha and a kodesh? After all, it's not yet also bano. So what's the answer? It says Rashi, but it's ena b'shusa. Why is it ena b'shusa? What a pasha the svar. Here you have a shor. It was nigma dinay l'skilo. So Rashi Shita is, let's say, that it's not also Bano. Right now it's not also Bano. But based on now has a right to take it, not only a right, based on has a right and a responsibility to take the Shor Niskel and kill it right away. So Ein Lecha Ein Loi Bishusa Godol Mizeh. Madacha Gneva, buy and own something, and if he can go to the police and he can get it back, if they'll track it down, and he really is the Bailim with the full, you know, with the full weight and majesty of the law on his side. And nonetheless, since he can't get to it because it's sitting by the Ganav, so he says Kolein Mishul, because he has no control. So here you have a Shor sitting in his house, but you have a Shor that now Basin has a right to take it away from him and to put it to death, and he can't stop Basin. So that's called Ein Mishusay. What the Ein Lecha is something that's not in his shlita. More than that, than something that Basin is going to has a right and a duty, and they're going and Ein Anim is Dinoy, and Basin is going to march off and take it away from him and Aser it Bano. So it's already Ein Mishusay. So it's Rashi. So that's I think that's the teretz for the three Rashis. The three Rashis are very good. It's Rashi L'shitos. I have this Rashi over here in Lamed Aleph. It's a problem. Not a good problem. Rashi, but else is Mishnig Medina Aser Bano. I don't know what to do with that. But Rashi, and at least based in the Rashi in Sadakalov, the Rashi over there seems to hold that the real Isser Hano is only Chal Achamisa, so all the Rashis are Gevaldim. In other words, it comes out, Oilam Rashi Shita is like the Rashbam. That Isser Hano don't belong to him at all, that's the Rashi by Chometz, that's the real Rashi. These two Rashis are talking about Ashar Niskel is not Osir Hano yet. So Rashi can't say over here he's saying a Shaloi, why not Shaloi? It's his. It's not yet Osir Hano, it's not going to be Osir Hano till it's put to death. So Rashi is there, for Rashi Bas is forced to say, so what does the Gemara mean when it says Halavdi Deu? The Gemara means, but it's not Shalom Midi. That's still true. It's not Shalom Midi. And Rashi Baba Kam and Memhei, the Gemara says you can't sell it. Mocha in a mocha. It says Rashi, why is it mocha in a mocha? And Ekdishi in a Kodesh. It says Rashi, not because it's not Shaloi. It's not yet Osir Bano. It is Shaloi. But it's Ein B'Shusoi because Basin, since Basin has a right to take it away and put it to death. So that makes it Ein B'Shusoi. It's not a Bailam, it's Messiah. Yeah, I don't understand the teretz. It says Ekdisha in a Kodesh too. I mean, I'll be showing them on them. I don't understand Rabbeinu Tam's teretz. I'm not Rabbeinu Tam. I don't understand Taisa's teretz. Taisa's answers that Mocha in a Mocha means a lot of you could sell it Lirkol of Olubes and Skila. But he can't sell it for, you know, for $1,000. So at any rate, maybe Rashi just thought that's a Teichot. But also, I don't understand that teretz. The Gemara says Mocha in a Mocha Ekdisha in a Kodesh. Why is it Ekdisha in a Kodesh? If it's the Mutter Bano and you could sell it Lirkol of Olubes and Skila, so it should be Hekdish on that account. Ekdisha and a Kodesh, and Mochin and Mochin, it's just categorically. What if I want to sell it? Lukav Olav Lebes Eskila. What? Because the Ein B'Shusay. The Ein B'Shusay is not in my control. That's a technical halacha that I can't sell something that's like a Gneva. The Bible can't sell a Gneva. Why can't they sell it? It's theirs. They're entitled to it. They're going to get it. Hopefully they'll get it back if they do enough police work. But meanwhile, it's not in their Shlita. So that's a halacha that's something that's not in my Shlita. We learn it out from Beisoy, my Beisoy, Bishusoy, Bishusoy. But we learn out something that's not in my shlita. I can't be makdish and I can't sell. So Rashi held it that Ashar Niskel, Achad Shenig Medino, it's not called, it's already not in my Rishus. What? No, it's Mutaban because Yisrael is not Chal yet. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. It's only after, you know, Hashor Yisokel v'gam Bolav Yumas. Hashor Yisokel v'ubal Ashanoki. The Baal Ashanoki v'nechosev only happens after Hashor Yisokel. That's how Rabbeinu Tam learned the Shaka Tai Nakamar. Where to have me is only also after the Skila Mamash. So even after we're Marba, no, even after Shechita, it still becomes also, but only after Shechita, not before Shechita. Fine, so this are Nova Pearl, it's only Chalach Amis. That's Mamash, it's Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi has this extra Knech that meanwhile, Basin has a right to take it away and put it and kill it. So if Basin has a right to take it away from me, then that's cool. They say, Nebu Shusat. I think that's fine. I mean, again, there's one Rashi over here in Daf Lamed Aleph and Mud Aleph. Lay there. I don't know to do the Rashi. It's Thomas Deer and Rashi. What about Rashi though in Sukkah? Yeah, Mr. Sukkah in Sukkah is a complicated Sukkah and a lot of sheets is there. But just Linya Neinu, Rashi, just took a little bit Linya Neinu. Rashi in Sukkah, what's the Rashi in Sukkah? The Gemara over there says that an Esroid Shel Orlo is you're not Yotzi on Pesach. The Mishnah says. You're not Yotzi with an Esroid of Orlo. Says the Gemara, why are you not Yotzi with an Esrog of Arlo? The Gemara says, Machlekes. Rav Chiya bar Avin, and forget already. And who? Rav Asi. Rav Chiya bar Avin, Rav Asi. Chad Omar, Lei She'en Heter Achilo, Chad Omar, Lefi She'en Boi Din Momen. So Rashi says, that Ein Boi Din Momen means that it's not a Shover Pruto. Not a shover puta. Chayru, what does Rashi have to say? It's not a shover puta. It's osur bano. It's not shaloi. Of course, it has no din mom, but it's not his. I have to add also. Rashi learns that these are all dinim in lachem. says by Esrei, it has to be Lachem. You have to have Rishon, it has to be Lachem. So Rashi learns Pshat and Gemara that both Rav Chiya bar Avin and Rav Asi are saying Halochas and Lachem. That an Esrei Shalorah is not Lachem, either because it's Einloi Heter Achilo, and Lachem means you have to have a Heter Achilo in it, or because it's Einloi Din Mammon, and Lachem means you have to have a Din Mammon in it. So Rashi learns, what does it mean that you have to have a Din Mammon in it? Says Rashi, because it's not a Shavar Putta. And if it's not a Shavar Putta, then you don't have a Din Mammon in it. And therefore it lacks in Lachem. If Rashi held like the Rashba, that a Surah Anah don't belong to you, then Rashi should say Kipshuta, it doesn't have a Din Mammon, because it's literally not Lachem, it's not mine. The Ritva brings a Ravid who says that. The Ravid says, Pshat and Nakamara, is that it has no Din Mammon because it's not mine. Because he's Surah Anah, you're not a Bailamah. From the fact that Rashi didn't say that, and Rashi said it doesn't have a din moment because it's not a shomer puta, it's not, it lacks in lachem because it's not a shomer puta. So lachem from that Rashi you see, they bring this Rashi as a right. Lachem you see from that Rashi seems to be very similar to us about shomer puta. But that Rashi seems to say that he is a bialim. It's not a shomer puta, and that's an extra halacha. That lachem, to have a din moment of lachem, you have to have a shomer puta in it. Because if it's less than a shomer puta, maybe it's yours, but lachem is a higher threshold. A higher, just like you have to have a heter achilas lachem. It could be a bialim something that doesn't have a heter achilo, but lachem requires that it should be mutar b'achilo. So lachem, that's not important. The latter we should have held lachem is much more a higher bar than a regular bialus. I could be a bialim something that's not a shomer puta. I'm still a bialim. Right? That's the poshut. I'm still a bialim something that's not a shomer puta. But so Rashi says, but it lacks in lachem because for din moment it has to be a shomer puta. But again, what does Rashi have to say? It's also. Why did Rashi have to say that it's that lacks in lachem because it's not a shomer puta? He should say more profoundly. It lacks in lachem because it's literally not lachem because it's also manah and it's einah shaloi, like Rashi said by chometz that chometz is einah shaloi. So Rashi say over here that it's that orl is einah shaloi. The same way chometz is einah shaloi, orl should be einah shaloi, and that's why it doesn't have a din moment. That's exactly what it says in the Rive. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says einah shaloi because it has a shomer puta because it lacks a shomer puta. The Rashi sheet is talking about like the Rashi, but that you could be a Bailam and Yisrael. No, it's just you don't have a Shomer Putin. That's an extra halach and lachem. That to be called lachem, you have to have a Shomer Putin. That you have to have a din moment. It has to be worth something to you. And if it's not worth a Shomer Putin to you, then it lacks in lachem. So halach and luluv. The luluv needs to have a heter achilo and it has to have a Shomer Putin to you. Not a chesaron bias, but about it, you're still a Bailam. Yeah, but it doesn't seem with the Rashi by Chometz. If you want to work through the Rashi, that the real Rashi is the Rashi by Chometz. They're not a Bailam in Yisrael, I know, so then this is a Shver Rashi. This Rashi doesn't seem to. This Rashi is the odd man out, Lachar. But I thought that maybe really it's not so Shver, this Rashi. Okay, maybe it'll give us extra Havana what's going on. What's the Hemshech? I'll tell you a little bit the Hemshech of that Gemara. I don't know if I saw. I was Messiah. I told you to look up the Rashi. I didn't say to look up the Gemara. Usually you have to at least know enough of the Gemara to understand the Rashi. Just the beginning of that Gemara. The Gemara is like this. Again, it says that the Mishnah says you're not the Yotzi with an Esrik Shal Arla. So nothing more. Pligi Ba, Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Rav Asi, Chad Omer Lefi She'ein Shaloi, Chad Omer Lefi She'ein Ba Heter Achilo, Chad Omer Lefi She'ein Ba Din Mamon. And Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara that these are both connected to the idea of Lachem. And presumably, therefore, it's a whole Gemara only about Yom Tov Rishon. But the other days of Sukkot, you don't eat Lachem, you eat it with the Esrik Shol. So then, in Echadam, you don't have this problem. It's a Gemara about Pashas, you have to say in Rashi. It's a Gemara about Yom Tov Rishon. That's a Rashi went to Sukkot. So there's two. So Machaik, you say, what do you need in order for the Esrik to be Lachem? One Mandomer says you need to have in it a Heter Achilo. That's what Lachem means. And the other Ma'adomer says you have to have in it a din moment. So first the Gemara says Kasalka Daituch, that the one who says you need a heter achila does not require a din moment, and the one who says you need a din moment does not require a heter achila, and they're 180 degrees opposed to each other. Says the Gemara that can't be, because the Mishnah says that you're not yotzi with an esrog of truma tmeya. Now an esrog of truma tmeya has a din moment. It's about it worth something. It belongs to me. I could sell it to somebody. Because with truma tmeya you burn it, but you're allowed to be nerev a shas tavir. So esrog, I could sell an esrog for fuel. So it's worth something. Somebody could put it in his fireplace. So it has a din moment, says the Gemara. The only thing is it doesn't have a heter achila. Can't eat it. It's also b'achila. and it says that you're not yotzi with such an esrog. So that says the Gemara, that's for sure about a lechem. Where Rashi says lechem requires a heter achila. There's no machlokes about that. If you don't have a heter achila in it, then for sure it lacks in lechem. The lechem that you need for an esrog certainly includes that you need to have in it a heter achila. The machlokes is, do you also need to have a din mamon? If you have an esrog in which you have a heter achila, but you don't have a din mamon, does that satisfy lechem? What's the case? Says the Gemara, Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim, according to Rameir, that is Mamon Gavaya. According to Rameir, Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim is not yours. It's Mamon Gavaya, Yerushalayim Gavaya Kazach. But really, the Mamon is not yours. You can't sell it. And could you be Yaisi with an Esrog of Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim? On the one hand, a Heter Achila you have. You're allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim. You're supposed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim. So you have a Heter Achila. On the other hand, it's not yours. So you don't have a Din Mamon. That's the Machlekes of Chiyah Barab and Ravasi. Are you Yaisi with the Esrog of Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim? You have in it, on the one hand, you do have a Heter Achila, but on the other hand, you don't have a Din Mamon, because it's not your Mamonus. Could you be Yaitse? B'zeh Nechel Gor Abchiyah B'Rabban and Ravasi. That's the Gemara. The way Rashi learns the Gemara, they say Gemara all about Lachem. So Chayim will ask, so what does it mean? It means according to one Ma'ad Omer over there, according to the Ma'ad Omer that all you need is a Heter Achila, so you Yaitse with Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim and Esrog of Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim on Yom Tov Rishon. Because since you're allowed to eat it, I don't care that it's not yours. How could that be? You're not even Yaitse with a lulav hashol, with an esrog hashol, with a borrowed esrog on Yom Tov Rishon. A borrowed esrog avada has a heter achila. You're allowed to eat it. It's just not yours. So Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim is avada not yours. So how could there be a mandor of the Gemara that is kosher and it satisfies lachem? What? And asking for a kasha, most is beferish by a luluv that you're not yet see with a luluv hashol. The Mishnah says, Taisa happens to say for other reasons that even the mandama who says that you don't need a din mamon by esra, by luluv you do need a din mamon because it's not ikar lachila. That would maybe answer this kasha. That maybe the Mishnah that said what?
Yeah, it's the same question.
Why do you need by luluv in the tamim? Because the mechlas typically is needed in mamon. And he adds, I feel a mandal like chayah shofar gabi esrog within mamon. I don't be kar lachila. Have a luluv the less be achila. So the lachem that it says by luluv avada means it din mamon. I would answer this that maybe the reason why shol, maybe an esrog has shol, in other words, would be kosher. And yet, that would be an etzer for this particular. You're right. That would be an etzer. According to Tosis, Tosis Mechadash, that even if you don't need a din mamon, that's only by an esser. You don't need a din mamon because there's another kind of lachem of heter achila. By a lulav, it's not shayach achila. So then, a vada lachem could only mean mamon, and esser, since esser has its own din of lachem, looking at from. It also has a din of lachem. So by esser, gavadi have to have a, by lulav rather, a vada you have to have a din mamon. So maybe that's why lulav shall be kosher. Yeah. Nice, a lot of Achayim say that when the Gemara says, yeah, maybe even without this question we could get to the same place. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, again, so we have a machlekes, what is Lachem? Is Lachem a heter achila or is Lachem a din mamon? And the nafgamina is from Ma'aseh Sheni B'Shalai. So the question is, so it says like this, that according to the Mount Omer, that it's that Lachem means heter achila, so Ma'aseh Sheni B'Shalayim is called Lachem, because it has a heter achila. So what does it mean? But lemaisa, it's not yours at all. So even though it's mutter to eat it, but it's not yours. How is that called lachem? The fact you're allowed to eat it makes it lachem. You see, right, maybe you can say the fact you're allowed to eat it makes it lachem. So, but other achayim say the Chasam Sofer and Shimon says it's also in the Shiurim that a vada that has to be yours. Even the Madorma says that it's heter achila. A vada means you have to have some kind of connection to it, but it means that you have to. It's enough to have a schus achila. Ma'aseh Yerushalayim, it's not your mamonus, it's mamon gavoy, you can't sell it. But if I have a schus achil in it, l'moshel, if I have ma'aseh sheni, my ma'aseh sheni, I'm taking up to Yerushalayim to eat. Somebody else comes and takes it and eats it instead. Why is not allowed to do that? Because I have a schus achil, the Torah gave it, it's my schus to eat it in Yerushalayim. You, I don't know what kind of restitution you would have to make, but I have to pay Torah, I don't know. I'm not quite sure how you would pay. But a kaponim, if the Torah gave me the schus to eat my ma'aseh sheni in Yerushalayim, you can just come and take it away from me. Because I have a schus achila. It's not my mamonos, I can't sell it. It's mamon gavoya. But the Torah gave this mamon gavoya, and I'm eating it mishulchan gavoya. But I'm the one who gets to eat it mishulchan gavoya, not somebody else. So that's a certain, that's also kind of lachem. I have the fact that I have a schus achila in it is called a lachem. But it's bekitzer, what the Chasam Sofer and Shimon say, pshat in the Gemara. See what the hefrich is happening, but upon it, they learn up pshat in the Gemara that hakol moedim that avadi have to have some lachem, some bilus in the some kind of bilus in the esrog in order to be yaseh. The machleik sechiyav Rabin and Ravasi is what's the nature of the lachem? Is it a momentistic lachem? So if it's moment gavoya, it's not called lachem, or is it enough that I have a heter achila in it? The fact that I have schusay achila, that also makes it into lachem. Zen echlokum. So I thought like this. Regularly, Surya, I know I have nothing. I don't have a din moment in it, and I don't have a schus achila. A chomis and pesach. It's not my moment, I can't sell it. And I certainly don't have a schus achila in it. I'm not allowed to eat it. So there, Rashi holds that that's not mine at all. It's einas shaloi. That's the Rashi Msachim. Surya, I know einas shaloi. Because I have no lochem at all in the chomis. Something which you have no lochem, meaning you have no schus moment, you have no heter achila. So about it, my bialis is paka, because it's totally not lachem. She'en kein, but the Rashi in Sukkah is talking about a case. The Rashi is explaining the machlekes of Chiyah Barabin and Ravasi about something in which I have a heter achilo, which means I have a schus achilo, but I don't have a din moment. And that's the machlekes, whether or not that's called achilo, that's called lachem. Is it for lachem, is it enough for me to have a schus achilo, or do I have to have a din moment as well? So there, Rashi's telling me, what is it? So what is it exactly is that? It is lachem. Ma'aseh Sheni is lachem. In as far as this is, the schus achila is concerned, it is called lachem. So Rashi there can't say that the reason why I don't have any schus moment is because it's not mine. It's not true that it's not mine. It is mine in the sense that I have a schus achila in it. What I don't have is a din moment. So Rashi has to explain, what is the meaning of a din moment in contradistinction to a schus achila? Something which I have a schus achila, but it's still not called the full measure of lachem. Because, and that's the machlekes. If you need the full measure of lachem, you need at least to have a schus achila. And the machlekes of Chiyah Barabin and Ravasi is besides the schus achila, does the schus achila alone satisfy lachem, or in order to be lachem, I have to have a din moment as well, in order to have the lachem of Lul Vanessu. So there, since I have a schus achila, that it's mine. I mean, as far as lachem is concerned, I have some measure of lachem. You can't say it's ena shaloi. It's not true that it's ena shaloi. I have it. L'kol ha'pachas, I have a schus achila. So what I don't have is a din mamon. So there Rashi says, what is a din mamon? It's something which I have a schus achila, but I don't have a din mamon. So what is the meaning of a din mamon? You can't say the meaning of din mamon is it's ein shaloi. That's like circular. What do you mean it's ein shaloi? And to a certain extent it is shaloi because I have it in a schus achila. There din mamon means it's ein shaloi pruta. So there's nothing to sell. You can't sell it because you can't realize it has no shavius. So din mamon is not a shaloi pruta. So that's certainly that lacks in. So I can't sell it, so I don't have a din mamon in it. But on the other hand, I have a schus achila. That's a machlekes whether or not that's kol chem. But something which I have neither, it doesn't have a shomer pruta, but it also doesn't have a schus achila. I have no right to eat it. So their Rashi is that taka is totally a vak, doesn't have any lachem. That's einish shaloi, and that's what Rashi means in chomes by Pesach, that it's einish shaloi. It's einish shaloi because it doesn't have any element of lachem. Every lachem has two elements. There's an element of lachem that you have that has a din mamon, meaning it has a shomer pruta. And even something that doesn't have a shomer pruta, but I can still have a certain lachem in it, in that I have a schus achila. For example, what if I have something that really is not a shomer? Just not mine, but it's not a shomer pruta. I have a piece of candy that's not a shomer pruta. Is it lachem? Well, it doesn't have a shomer pruta. It doesn't have a din mamon, but we wouldn't say it's not mine. Why is it not? Why? So Rashi's answer would be, if the answer otherwise, I think Rashi's answer would be, it's mine because I have a schus achila in it. So maybe it's not kosher for Esther because it doesn't have a din mamon. It's not a shomer pruta. But it's still mine because I have a schus achila. So I can't say I'm not a bial. I have a schus achila. This is my candy. Nobody else is allowed to eat it. The schus achila makes it lachem. No, what makes something that's not a shomer pruta, what makes it mine? According to Rashi, it's not a din mamon. It doesn't have a din mamon. It's less than a shomer pruta. Less than a shomer pruta doesn't have a din mamon. So why is a piece of candy that's less than a shomer pruta mine? I think Rashi's answer would be, it's mine because I have a schus achila. And a schus achila is also a kind of lachem. The machlokes is if that's enough lachem for yoytz for esrog. Maybe for esrog I need a bigger lachem. Maybe for esrog I need a lachem that it should also be a shomer pruta, and maybe not. That's machlokes zechiyah b'ravin and ravasi. But if I have a piece of candy that's less than a shomer pruta, plus I'm not allowed to eat it, I have no schus achila in it, like chametz and pesach. It's not a shomer pruta, and plus I'm not allowed to eat it, so I have neither a schus achila nor a din mamon. That's mamish not lachem. That's the Rashi saying shalom. Yeah, that's my theory. Okay, again, this Rashi Lama Dala Madala is still sticks out now. Okay, let's go on to the Rashi. Let's go on. Take a few more, a little bit longer. Yeah, let's pick up the. Let's just start the Gemara again. Just run through it, barrel through it. Rishlokeshomer, how many Rameri, Domer, Loikum Shalom, Iramer, Philobita, Namikhtem, Rameri, Loikum Shalom, Misle, Mesim Shalom, Lesle, Veloiva, Tani, Gonov, Batama, Pashabas, Gonov, Tavacha, Vizora, Gonov, Shaniskal, Vitochem, Shalom, Dalabahe, Divir, Rameri, Vachom, Patriot. So it sounds like Machaikas and Kimli, Rabbinate. So the Murno, Hitmer, Lomer, Yakov, Mavyachin, of Amil, of Yumi, of Rishlokesh, of Abin, Vilov, Kalkavos, and Shade, of Yachin, Ami, Vitavech, Ali, Deacher. So Meila, there's no issue of Kimli Rabbanei because the Mishaleach is not Chayiv Miso. Frektim Rav Chizeh Chayit Vizem is Chayiv. Amarava, Amarachmanu Tvochim Mechorim, Mamechir Al Deachar, Tvay Deachar, Rav Shmuel Tano Oil Rabbis Tashliach, Vecheski Tano Tachas Rabbis Tashliach. Frektim Rav Maskev Lo Mazuchu. Meika Midi, Dilu Ovid Iyu Loi Mechayiv, Ovid Shliuchu Mechayiv. How can a mayor say that the Mishaleach is Chayiv Dalad Behe? If the Mishaleach himself would shechter on Shabbos, we would say Kimli Rabbanei, we potter. So now that the Mishaleach sent the Shliach to Shechted, and the Shliach Shechted it on Shabbos, how can the Shliach be Mechayev the Mishaleach for the Tvicha more than if the Mishaleach would have Shechted it himself? Chayev means to ask, because Shluch HaShalom Kemoisei, but he can't be better than Kemoisei. If his Shechita himself would not be Mechayev him on Shabbos, so the Shechita of his Shliach shouldn't be able to be Mechayev him on Shabbos. And for the Gemara, Iyu Olam Mishim Dolei Mechayev. If he was Shechted on Shabbos, also it's not true that he wouldn't be Chayev. He would be Chayev. Elam Shem Dekimlei V'Drabinei. And therefore, fundamentally, even his own shkita on Shabbos would be mechayiv, except it would be kimli d'rabbanei. And when the shliach sent does it, then there's no kimli d'rabbanei, so maybe there's no problem. So after Rashi, the last Rashi, la mishum d'lei mechayivu, says Rashi, the chiyum rami alei, el mishum d'kimli d'rabbanei. So we're ready, we're medayik this Rashi. Chayit says in this Rashi that kimli d'rabbanei is not a p'tur. The kimli d'rabbanei is taka is chiyum rami alei. He has the chiyuv mamon. It's just kimli d'rabbanei. But the chiyuv is ramyale. He takes the gemara. The chor that's the pshat in Rashi. Rashi takes the kibshutay. The yu lav mishum d'loy mechayev. He is mechayev, says Rashi. It's chiyuv ramyale. He has the chiyuv. But it's Kimlei v'drabmini. So b'pshuta, we thought this Rashi is l'shitasa from what? The good news was Rashi l'shitasa from b'metzia tzadik aleph. We're asked by Esna Nasotara Filu Ba'alimai, Rashi Shita, by the Gemara about the Chaisen Pipara, Esna Nasotara Filu Ba'alimai, is that by Kimlei v'drabmini, Rashi, this is mamish the same lashon. He says chiyum aramyale. He has the chiyum, and therefore Rashi says if it's bolatz to the shemayim, he should pay. And Rashi has an even bigger chiddush. Not only is it chayim losses to the shemayim, but tfisa helps. Rashi's lashon is mamish chiyum aramyale elat she'em lanu koyach la'ayin sheshtayim. We don't have a koyach to Beisdin doesn't have a koyach to be manish in misa and moment or malchus and moment. But the chiyum is aramyale. And maybe if the nizik is typhus, so the tfisa helps. So the chayyim, that's the Rashi here as well. Chiyuv aramyale. He really has the chiyuv. Ain lano koyach lein sheshtayim, but he has the chiyuv. He has the chiyuv dalad vehe. So mele, it's not so surprising that the shliach should be able to be chayyim dalad vehe in a similar circumstance. And anyway, there's no problem ain lano koyach lein sheshtayim because we're only being manishim for the moment, not for the misa. The misa is the shliach's problem. That's the good news. But chayyim, there's some bad news here. Because we had a kash on that Rashi. I don't know if they remember. We had a kash on that Rashi. From Sanhedrin. Rashi in Sanhedrin says, by above a machteris. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, above a machteris is potter and shvir is kalif. Because he's a roidif. So the chi of misal is a roidif, potter him from shvir is kalif. Fact Rashi. Why is he potter from shvir is kalif? But now that he gets out of the machteris, he's no longer a roidif. So if he's no longer a roidif, we shouldn't say kimlei v'drabmini anymore. So the Ramah, when we mentioned that we said at the time, the Ramah says doesn't agree with Rashi. He says, so what? But at the moment when he broke the kli, he had the pshur of kimlei v'drabmini. So what is that? Well, I don't care that now he's not chayiv misa anymore. Now he's not breaking the kli. But at the moment when he broke the kli, that was the moment that was mechayiv him moment. At that moment he was chayiv misa al-sreidif, so he's potter. So what was bothering Rashi? He said at the time that Rashi l'shitasa. The Rashi holds that kimlei v'drabmini is not a pshur. He has the chiyuv. Just ain't lano koyach lein sheshtayim. But the chiyuv, when he broke the kli, he had the chiyuv moment. And so Rashi is asking, Elamai ain't lano koyach lein sheshtayim. But we can't be manishim misa in moment. We're not trying to be manishim misa. Now he's really not in the machteres anymore. He's oisroidiv. He's no longer roidiv. Now we only want to be manishim moment. What's the problem? So that's Rashi's kasha. He's not a roidiv anymore. So why is he plucked from? Why is he? So let him now pay for the kli. So what does Rashi answer? Chayim misa shaygigim. So we say, what's the Pshat and Rashi's answer? That even though, it says in Rashi, even though Chayim Mises Mezidim, the din of Chayim Mises Mezidim, it's not a din of Eilon, it's only a din of we can't be Manashim Shtayim. But by Mises, there's a new din of Chayim Mises Shoygim. Chayim Mises Shoygim, the Torah of Chayim Mises Shoygim, can't be that Eilon or Koyach Lanshim Shtayim. We're not trying to be Manashim Mises at all, he's a Shoygim. That's obviously, that must be a din of Ptur. In the Chayim Mises Shoygim, it says that Mises Patas from Mammon. So Mela, I don't care that he's not a roidif anymore. What do I care if he's not a roidif anymore? But Bashash Shir Sakli, he had the Ptur of Chayim Mishra Shogim. That's how we explained the Rashi in Sanhedrin. So then we turned around. And said, okay, so if that's the case, so how do we understand Rashi in Bab Metzia? So why by Esnan Osotero? So we said that you could be typhus from him, the Esnan. Why can you be typhus from the Esnan? Mela, the din of Chayim Mishra Mezidim, Mizayis, Chiyuv Aramule, and Ein Lanu Koyach Lein Sheshtayim. But what happened to the Chayiv Mises Shoygim? He's Baal Imoy. He's Chayiv Mises Shoygim. Chayiv Mises Shoygim is a Ptur. So the Ptur of Chayiv Mises Shoygim should patter him from the Esnan. So how does it help Tfisa? So what do we answer? Right. We derive it that there's a difference between the moment that he's Mechayiv himself and the moment that the Torah is Mechayiv. The moment that the Torah is Mechayiv him. There's two dinim in Kimlei d'Rabbanei. There's one din of Chayiv Mises Mezidim. That ain't lano koyach lein sheshtayim. That you have by Malchus also. It's a basic Torah also. That ain't lano koyach lein sheshtayim. And that doesn't matter whether it's mamon that he was mechayiv himself or mamon that the Torah was mechayiv him. That's it. Then ain't lano koyach lein sheshtayim. Based in can only get involved with chiyuv mamon with misa and not with misa and mamon. But then there's another halacha of chayiv misa shoygim that is a ptur that the chiyuv misa patters from the chiyuv mamon, and that only applies in chiyuv misa mamon that the Torah was mechayiv him. But chiyuv mamon that he was mechayiv himself, like Esther, it's just a deal between him and the zayna. So that already has nothing to do with that. There, the Ptur doesn't apply because that moment that we wanted that the Torah is Mechayivim, that's the moment that he was Mechayivim himself. For that, you don't have the, for that, you know, And therefore, the Gemara over there by Esnos and Torah is only busy with the Kimle Vidrabin Echaim Mrs. Mezinim. It's not busy with the Kimle Vidrabin Echaim Mrs. Shogim. That was the Shtickle Torah at the time. Okay, it's just the Shtickle Torah. We might say this Rashi is a Kashim, that Shtickle Torah. Here we're talking about Mammon, that the Torah is Mechaim. Dal Behe is not a Chil, he's a Mechaim himself. This is a Chil, Shechivos the Torah. It says in this Rashi, Chiyuv Aramiole, that he really has the Chiyuv. Just the Chiyuv Rashi means, but he really has the chiyuv. Toughest lemav kiyum in it. So on this Rashi show, what happened to Chaim Mishi Shogim? What is chiyuv Ramiyale? Why isn't he potter? We didn't Chaim Mishi Shogim. So first of all, it's a kasha mashtikul Torah. Okay, so that's like not the end of the world. It's a kasha mashtikul Torah, but also, but look, in a way, it's a kasha Rashi. With L'chor, what it does say in this Rashi, L'chor, the Pshad in the Rashi, is Chiyuv Ramiyale. Rashi sounds like he's saying that he really has the Chiyuv. He really has the Chiyuv moment. So what does Rashi mean he has the Chiyuv moment? So why doesn't he have to pay? So a lot of it's misbakish that the Rashi works with the Rashi in Vav Mitzvah, that it's Ein Lonu Koyach, but he has the Chiyuv. He's Chayav Losses of Shemayim, it's Yitofas Lei Mavkinim. I mean, that certainly is misbakish that Rashi is, that's what Rashi is saying. It's the same Lashonis in Rashi, Chiyuv Ramiyale. But then we're back to square one. Rashi, how can that be? He really has the chiyuv. Just ein lanu koyach lo'in sheshtayim. That would be fine if we'd be talking about the if we only have din of chayim and misas mezinim. So we say the din of chayim and misas mezinim is that if we're manishim misa, we can't be manishim moment too. But he himself has the chiyuv. But the fact is that there's din of chayim and misas shogging him too. That even if we're not going to be manishim moment, we're not trying to be manishim misa, we're not going to give him a chiyuv misa. We still are not manishim moment. That's not a din that we're not manishim shtayim. L'chor, that could only be understood as a p'tur. That if the fact that he did also hear something which is chayv mishe shayim. So when you do something which is chayv mishe shayim at the same time, so you don't have the chiyuv moment. That's not elon or koyach l'en shishtayim. L'chor, that's a din p'tur. But in this Rashi, it says that he's not p'tur. It's chiyuv v'ram yaleh. So we go on Rishlokesh. Rish Lakish holds that Tanav Echeski applies to Malkus too. You know, Chor makes the Kashi worse, though. Not worse or better, but.
Maybe you can understand that
Echeski
is also not being
too. But I don't know. I think the other way around. According to Rish Lakish, it's Taka Ptur. Malkus is also Ptur. The Malkus path is the moment. No, it runs in both directions. So there's the moment, path is the malchus. Okay, so what? So path runs in both directions. You can't have two chiyuvim, so the one path is the other. I don't know what to do with this Rashi. Nope. Yeah, so.
Is it difficult to say that even if we're actually punishing, but the dynamics still works the same? Is it worth giving him something?
Since he's chayav mishe shogim, so it's keilu we want to be punishing misa. So we don't have a koyach lo'in sheshtayim. If we would have been punishing misa, had he been amazing? I don't know. I think Rashi and Sanhedrin is mashma. Not the way the chayav mishe shogim is like a whole different animal. The chayav mishe. That's how it says in the Rashi and Sanhedrin. However, exactly what we say in the Rashi and Sanhedrin is that a roidif we can't pater mas chayav mishe mezinim, but we can pater chayav mishe shogim. Chor that one in that Rashi is the Chayv Mishe Shogim, it's like a whole different thing. Along the lines of what I was saying, Chayv Mishe Mezidim, so that's only when he's in the, when now he's out of the Machter, so he's no longer, we're not going to kill him anymore. I mean, maybe Rashi means different. That for Chayv Mishe Mezidim, we have to actually want to kill him. The Chayv Mishe Shogim, it's enough that we have the potential to want to kill him. I mean, look, it's hard for me to get away from that. You have to say something along those lines. It's hard for me to understand. And I think you have to be right. I just don't understand exactly why you're right. Because it says in this Rashi that even after the Nechayim Mishesh Shogim, the fact is that it's Chiyuv Ramiel. You really have the Chiyuv Mamon. So why don't you pay? So Choral Derech, the Rashi in the Bamasiyah, Ein Lonu Koyach. Since we want to be Manashu Misa, we can't be Manashu Mamon. I is Chayiv Mishesh Shogim. I mean, it could be a case of Chayiv Mishesh Shogim. Maybe we're not actually trying to be Mechayiv Misa at all. So even in a case we're not actually going to be mechayiv yomisa, because you're a shogeg, But somehow we're still like stuck in the trying to be Manashu Misa. Like we can't get past that, and we can't be Manashu Moment because we want to be Manashu Misa. We can't actually do it because, you know, you're a shaggy, but we want to be Manashu Misa. So we can't, since we want to be Manashu Misa, we can't then move on and give you the and be Manashu the Moment. Yeah, something along those lines, it says over here. It's surprising, but quite a, yeah.
I think the Shikur Gebetzis, when he's playing Tosis, he uses the same lotion that Rashi uses. He says, the Chiyuv Ram Yaleh. And he obviously doesn't mean that there's an actual Chiyuv, because Tosis doesn't hold of that. He's saying, meaning that.
Maybe this Rashi doesn't mean altogether. Maybe Chiyuv Ram Yaleh doesn't mean that he's really Chayiv.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll stick with the old Stickle Torah. And we'll say that Chayiv and Shogim really is a Ptur. And when Rashi says Chiyuv Ram Yaleh, he doesn't mean that you're actually Chayiv. About the Potter. He means if it wouldn't be for Kimeli Ramina, you would be chayiv, and that's enough that the shliach could be mechayiv you. Yeah, that's also possible. You know, again, it's like so tempting to plug it into Rashi and Bamitzia. I think it's mamish lush in Rashi and Bamitzia. Chiyuv Ramina, l'shein l'nukayach l'nshishtayim. Don't know what to tell you. I guess one of those two things. Either like you're saying, either like Yoni's saying, well, the Chiyuv Ramileh means he would have been Chayav, but Lamaisi's Potter. Or like Yitzchok is saying, that it's Haka Ein Lanu Kayach L'Ein Shishtayim, and that even by Chayav Mishish Shogigim, somehow we can say there's an Ein Lanu Kayach L'Ein Shishtayim. We don't have a Kayach to be wanting to give you Misa. We can't, because you're Shogigim, but we really want to. And that means that therefore we can't be Manashu Mammon. But you're Chayav, and he told us Lemavkin a minute. So we can't do it to you, because we want to give you Misa, and we're stuck in the wanting to give you a Misa. I've gotten that you're a Shaggy again, but we can't actually. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think either. I mean, I don't know. I know better, so what am I going to tell you? One of those two things. Let's see, Taisus. Lavishim loy mechayev. Afakab noch, afi losir shemayim mei mechayev. Taisus says, this is the famous Taisus, that in Knas is no losir shemayim. So Tosfos here is not even a chiyuv lasa d'shamayim. What do you mean he's loy mechayev? He's not loy mechayev. What do you mean he's not loy mechayev? He is loy mechayev. He's not even a chiyuv lasa d'shamayim. The dafka b'mamon hu domer rabba b'aseiches apoyel esen asa tera filu b'alimoy. The mechayev b'bo lasa d'shamayim. Aval knas loy mechayev elok be based in kid amin asha yashin elihim prat le mashiyah satsma. Since it says Ashir Ashir Elohim Prat L'Mashiyah Satzmai, so there's no Chiyuv Losses De Shemayim by Knas. So here there's not even a Chiyuv Losses De Shemayim because we're not actually going to be Mechayim. So we talked at the beginning of the year of the, you know, at length, what's the Pshat in this side of Taisus. Rabbi Krager understands Pshat in Taisus. The Taisus saying that Beis Din creates the Chiyuv Knas. Without Beis Din paskening the Yechayiv Knas, there's no Chiyuv Knas at all. And some of we learn that out from Asher Yashinu L'Him Prat L'Mashiyah Satzmai. How do we see that in Asher Yashinu L'Him Prat L'Mashiyah Satzmai? Some of the Pshad is that, like a Gili Milsa, if the Chiyuv would be there objectively, then how couldn't you be Chayiv yourself? We believe you. There's no Chisar in Nemonos, and there's an objective Chiyuv. Of Adi B'Chayiv. But since Beis Din creates the Chiyuv, so then there's Dinim. Beis Din creates the Chiyuv only Al Pi Edim. They don't create the Chiyuv Al Pi Atzmai. That's what Rebbe Krager's Havana tells us. Then we saw Rabbi Chodin, remember Rabbi Chodin, a different Mahalach. How does Rabbi Chodin learn? Anybody remember? Rabbi Chodin learns there really is an objective Chiyuv Knas. But you're not Chayiv Losses De Shemayim, because the Chiyuv Knas, the same way if you're Chayiv Misa, you're not Chayiv to Jinnah, he doesn't have to jump off a roof, Losses De Shemayim. Because the Chiyuv Misa is that Basin should kill him. So the Chiyuv Knas, that Basin should be Gaiva Knas, not Mechuyiv to pay it on your own. So here, it's not Chayiv Losses De Shemayim, because the Chiyuv is that Basin should be Mechayiv, and the Basin is not going to be Mechayiv. It's very shred to me how Rav Chan is reading this Taisus. First of all, what does that have to do with Prat L'Mashiyah Satzmai? What does that have to do with the Gzeres HaKosuv HaMashiyah Yashinu and Prat L'Mashiyah Satzmai? There really is an objective Chiyuv. There is an objective Chiyuv. Except the objective Chiyuv is that Beis Din should make you pay. What does it have to do with it? It could be Mashiyah Satzmai. So Beis Din would believe he does Balim, but Beis Din has to be the one to make you pay. Like, what does one thing have to do with the other? How do we, just because there's a din that Beis Din is not accept your Haidah, Beis Din only accepts Edim, that somehow tells me that the nature of the Chiyuv Knas is that Beis Din should force you to pay rather than that you should pay Losses De Shemayim? I don't see how one thing leads to the other at all. So I didn't understand. I said at the time, I don't understand how Taisus is reading this. how Rabbi Chanan reads the Tosfos. Also, I understand how he reads how he even reads the Gemara. The whole point of the Gemara is, the point of Tosfos in making copy of the Gemara is, that what does the Gemara mean that when you send a shliach, it's not a problem of Ilei Motzi Ovid, and how can the shliach be mechayev him? Says the Gemara, because really he is chayev. Says Tosfos doesn't mean he's really chayev. He's really not chayev because he doesn't even have a losses veshamayim. But it means he would have been chayev, so it's he can make a shliach. What's Tosfos' problem altogether? The Gemara is kipshutoi. The Gemara says that he really is chayev. Of course, he doesn't pay losses veshamayim because that's not called knas. But he really is chayev that Basin should make him pay. Except that Basin won't do it because Basin's not manish. Basin's busy being chayev. Was the koyter mechonon? There's an objective chayev knas. You have a chayev knas. The same way he's objectively chayev misa. He doesn't have to jump off a roof because that's not called misa's Basin. So he has a chayev knas. He doesn't have to pay on his own losses veshamayim because that's not called knas. But there is a chayev knas. So what is Tosfos want the Gemara? The Gemara is gevaldik. What Tosfos is grappling with? The Gemara says, loy mishum de yulei mechayev, about his chayev. Kim leva d'rabbanei, we can't compel him to pay the knas, and therefore, even though he has the chayev to pay the knas, but knas by definition means we're going to take it from him, and we're not going to take it from him because we're taking it from the misa. So what's bothering Tosfos in the Gemara? The Gemara is doch gevaldik. He really is chayev. Lefir of a chana, he really is chayev. So what's Tosfos' problem? Tosfos says the Gemara is not kipshuta, he's not really chayev because he's not even chayev lotzis neshamayim. I don't understand the problem. He is chayev, except that he doesn't pay losses veshamayim because that's not what he's chayev to do. He's chayev to pay alpi based on. And we're not going to make him pay because we're making him pay misa. But he is chayev. And then at the time, I wanted to suggest a pshat in Tosfos. Now I'm also not so sure anymore. At the time, I wanted to suggest a Tosfos. Anybody remember based on the Tosfos in Bukama? What da? What?
Bamigimel.
And I endowed. Right, Tosfos like Dalas and Messiah, Tosfos Lama Gimel. Very good. Tosfos in Lama Gimel in Rabbi Kama says that by Knas, he's not a Bar Chiyuva just from his Eidoh, he's not a Bar Chiyuva. Just from the fact that it happens, not a Bar Chiyuva. The case of theirs with Adam Zayman, that somebody, Adam came and said that somebody was Tavach, let's say, on Monday. And then they were Huzum. But it was really true, he was actually Tavach on Sunday even. He really was Tavach. So the Gemara says they still have to pay Dalas Behe. Because he's not a Bar Chiyuva. If somebody says that somebody stole on Monday and they're Huzum, but it turned out he really did steal that object, he just stole it the day before, so then they would not have to pay, because even though they're Eidim Zayimim, they were lying, but they said he's Chayev, he really was Chayev. But if they say that somebody was Tavach Umochar on Monday and they were Huzum and they were lying, so even though the fact is he was Tavach Umochar on Sunday, the Sunday before he really was Tavach Umochar, but that's not called they were made on a Chayev that he really had, because he doesn't really have the Chayev, he's not called the Bar Chiyuva yet till later. So why not? Why isn't he a Baruch Yuvah? He was Tavach Umochar on Sunday. So Tosfos' lashon over there is because he's not a by a knas. He's not a Baruch Yuvah. Ad she is gala hadover be'edim. Because it's saying the Shereishiva. So I wanted to say at the time. You see in that Tosfos, it's a new thought that the chiyuv knas is created by yizgala, not by gemar din, but by yizgala hadover be'edim. When edim, because that's what it says in Shereishiva lehim. If you're Moed, there's no Chiyuv Knas, because the Chiyuv Knas is created by the Edom. When the Edom come and it's in this Gala Adom of Edom, that's what creates the Chiyuv Knas. I thought it's Gvaldik with this Tosis. That's what Tosis says over here. That you're not Chayiv Alpiyat, you're not Chayiv Losu Nishamayim because it says Asher Yashinu Lehim. Meaning, if it's Mizgala Alidei Hayda Osoi, then that doesn't create a Chiyuv Knas. The Chiyuv Knas is created only when it's Mizgala Adom of Edom. That was at the time. So at the time, I think it says a chiddush in that place, that even if there's no gemar din, even if there's just edim, then there's already a chiyuv knas. Once it's mizgal adom of edim, once based on mekabel edus, and now already it's no longer a shias atzma, based on mekabel edus. So now the chiyuv knas exists. You don't need the gemar din in order to create the chiyuv knas. But the Kreger assumed you need a gemar din to create a chiyuv knas. And I thought in that Tosfos it says in Mchur, that's the pshuta of that the pshuta shel mikra of that Tosfos is that all you need is gala adava be'edim. I thought it made a lot of sense when it's learned out from Mashiach Shinolim, perhaps the Mashiach Atzmai. When it's Mashiach Atzmai, we only know it al pi Eidah Osai, that doesn't create a chiyuv knas. But when it's Mashiach Shinolim, we know it al pi Eidim, that creates a chiyuv knas. That was the shiur those were the shiurim at the time when we worked through. We spent time in this. So now I'm also a little bit confused. Because if that's the case, that the Hadas Eidim creates the Chiyuv Knas, and you don't need the Gemar Din, so what's Tosfos' problem in our Gemar? Here there was Hadassah Edom. Edom came and said he was Tavach HaMachar. There's no Gmardin, because we're going to be Mechayiv and Misa. We're not going to make a Gmardin to Mechayiv and Dalad Vehe. But Hadon Niskala, Dover, Edom, there was. So the Gemara is good. The Gemara says that he's Taka Chayiv and Mechayiv. With Niskala, Dover, Edom. Edom came, they were made that he was Tavach HaMachar. So now we have an Edus that there was a Chayiv Dalad Vehe. So he's Taka Chayiv Dalad Vehe. So the Gemara is so good. What's bothering Tosis? The Chorus Mavur in this Tosis is that it's not enough to have Miskala Yizkal Dover Eidim. You have to have a Gemar Din to be Mechayev Knas. And here there's no Gemar Din, because based on Darnak, Goyim with the Din for Dalet Vehe, the Goyim with the Din for Misa. So I don't know how this stems with the Tosis over there. The Tosis over there says that the Chayev Knas created by Yizkal Dover Eidim. And here the Chorus says, maybe it's Mechayev Tosis, and I don't know. But in this Tosis, I always thought the Tosis are linked. Here it says that the Chiyuv Knas is, because it says Asher Yashin Elohim, the Chiyuv Knas needs the Gemar Din of Beis Din. Last time, in order to bridge it, we'll have to say that it's only called in Nisgal HaLover Be'edim when there's a Gemar Din. Because they Beis Din, they have to be Dorish, Bechaykir, and when Beis Din decide the Edim are telling the truth, then that's the Gemar Din, then that's the Nisgal HaLover Be'edim as well. And because my Beis Din weren't going with the Din of the Edim, then it's not called that it was Nisgal HaLover Be'edim. That's it. If we want to bridge this Tosis with that Tosis, connect the two Tosis, then we'll have to say like that. Maybe that's not maybe so hard to say. It's only called Edom. We could shlug up the Edom. We could be mazim the Edom. It's not called Nizgal Dover Beidom. When based on the passings up the Edom, then it's called Nizgal Dover Beidom. Okay. Fine. Now we're in a position to go on to next round.